Time to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Very well, thanks. As we head towards Christmas, you've got some very handy tips because we can buy stuff for our grandkids or our kids or our nieces and nephews, and it's exciting when they open it up on Christmas Day, but they can't always use it straight away, can they?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I think, you know, in the past, it used to be just making sure you bought the batteries to go with the product you were giving the kids. But Now you've actually got to do so much more, especially if it's a gaming console or a computer or a tablet. There's quite a bit of setup work that needs to go before they can really start to enjoy it.
I can give you a very good example. My eldest daughter is very considerate of me. When she's bought me a couple of games recently for my Xbox One, I've opened it on Christmas Day, but she'd already opened it and loaded it because it actually takes some games hours to load.
Yes, and this has to be one of the biggest tips, I think, is if you're buying your kids a gaming console or anything like that, take it out of the box. You know, unwrap it, plug it in, use it, connect it to the internet, and download all the software updates that will be there up front. There'll be games that will need to be installed, and that could take a day, depending on your internet speed. So unless you want your kids waiting till Boxing Day to actually enjoy their presents, then maybe you can get it done early.
Times have changed since the old Atari cartridges. You could just plug in and play it. Now there's a lot more prep work. And you can imagine somebody, your kids sitting there, they're anxious, they're excited about playing, and they're going to have to spend 4 hours sitting there waiting for it to load. And that's some sort of torture to a child on a Christmas Day.
It's torture, and they'll also be then very disappointed. How are you going to entertain them then? You'll have to actually stop enjoying your own presents to entertain them instead.
That's true. Sometimes you've got to set up accounts for them too.
Yeah, look, and I'll really recommend this because I think a lot of people give their kids a smartphone or a console or a laptop and they think they need to use their own login to make sure that they've got control. But what I recommend people doing is setting up an account for your kids, whether it's on their iPhone, their Android device or a gaming console. And then what you do is you set up a family where you're the parent and you mark yourself as the parent and you mark the kids' account as a kids' account, meaning that they can't get themselves into trouble in terms of buying apps or engaging in things that they shouldn't be based on their age level, and it can come to you for approval. So it might sound weird to give them the keys, but you're giving them kids' keys rather than adult keys. And if you use your own account, you're giving them the adult keys to use the device. So I really recommend setting up accounts just for the kids.
Tricky part for that, though, is it's usually the youngsters in the family that know how to do that stuff, and the older people go to them to say, how do you do this?
Yeah, look, it's true. And I, honestly, sometimes it's a quick search on Google to find out how to set them up. And they're getting better at it in terms of making it easier to do. But generally, when you go into the settings of a console and add a new account, you can choose whether it's for a child or for a person over 18. And that's the first starting point.
At the top of this, you mentioned once upon a time, all you needed to do is make sure that batteries come with those toys. The 2021 version is just a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, look, most products you buy today have batteries built in to the point that you can't even remove them. But unfortunately, depending how long that product's been sitting on a shelf for or in your cupboard, it may actually be completely flat by the time you give it to your kids on Christmas Day. So, you know, unboxing it, plugging it into the charger, whatever the product is, just making sure it's full of juice, even if it's a Bluetooth speaker. You know, you would hate for them to turn it on and only get 1 minute of use out of it before the battery dies. So give it a full charge and let them really enjoy it for all of Christmas Day. And again, it takes them out of your hair as well.
I can hear the modern lament of the child out in the playground when they say, their mate say, what'd you get for Christmas? Well, I got this and I got that. The problem is I had to wait 6 hours for it to load. And when I started playing, it wasn't charged. I couldn't play.
Exactly. It's all of those things. And all those little points of failure, if you can smooth that out for them, trust me, they'll be even more grateful.
Yeah, you won't hear anything out of them for the entire day. In fact, you'll have to drag them back in to do the washing up after Christmas dinner.
Spot on, absolutely.
Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much. We'll catch up and talk more technology next week.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.